Blog Talk Radio.
Just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie.
It is the biggie.
It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Mason, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the armor. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo. This is Journey Bray, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
You already know. You heard what he said. JB said you're now tuned in to the D Hour Radio Network. It's your boy D Slay getting it in on another NDF Saturday, baby. You already know how we do it. Another fun filled Saturday. Got some interviews, got some great indie artist music for you guys tonight. It goes down once again. D Slay, No Reason, Ray Cole. We in the building. It's going down. And you know this. Just know that tonight on India Saturday, we're going to be talking with indie R&B artist Classic. He's going to be in the building with us tonight, as well as indie hip-hop artist Sean Lyric is joining us tonight on India Saturday. Now, just know that it's all about the indie artist. You know, we like to be the outlet, the network for the indie artists, giving them an opportunity to get their music played. That's what it's all about. And be heard, just like your average everyday celebrity artist. We like to make them feel like celebrities as well. Now, understand, if you are a hip-hop artist, if you're an R&B artist, if you're a singer, gospel artist, poet, actor, actress, if you like to be showcased on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. Just search keywords D Hour Show. If you also have a business or a website you'd like to advertise on our network, again, that's dhourshow@gmail.com. 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 Yes, I have to spell it like that. Sometimes I gotta spell it. Because there's individuals out there who decided they was too cool for school. So sometimes I have to do that to help them out. You know, we're equal opportunity. You know, we help everybody out. You know, those that went to school, those that didn't. We help everybody, you know. So just understand that. Again, it goes down on NDF Saturday, Classic, Sean Lyric coming in with us a little later. So don't you go nowhere. I got my piece in the building. No Reason was good.
What's good, fam? What's good? What's up, Ray Ray?
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Hello. Hello, Ray Ray.
Hello.
What's happening?
Not much. Sipping on this Jeremiah Weed whiskey. That's about
right.
It. Ready to get these interviews on.
All right. Can I get me a sip, girl?
Well, I'll sell you the bottle. No, I'm joking.
That's what I'm talking about, you know. Can I get a picture and look at it or something? You know, I might give me a little
there
bud.
There you go.
Just figure it out, you know.
There you go. I send you the bottle.
Ray gets turned up.
Well, she just turning the bottle up. I mean, whichever works first. You know what I'm saying? So.
Just a little nightcap.
But, you know, I was looking at this I guess this couple posted a video. They were out hiking, and while they were hiking, this big, huge bison just came and just walked past them. I mean, this joker was huge, and they stood still and kind of video, and they just kind of walked past them, and they was looking like, damn, did that really just walk past us? I mean, you know, some people are out there in the wilderness, they be hiking and everything, and sometimes they may catch some video, of something, Bigfoot, whatever,
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, what if, what if y'all was out camping? You know what I'm saying? You out camping, you with your mate, you chilling in a tent, it's going down in the tent. It's popping.
Oh,
and Bigfoot just looked in the tent. Bigfoot just looked in the tent. It's popping. And Bigfoot just looked in the tent. What you going to do?
Where that scenario come from? Oh, that's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
It's going down. I mean, y'all in the wilderness nation, it's going down. And Bigfoot look in the tent.
I mean, what did you do?
What you going to do?
Hey, I'll be like, yo, close the tent, it's cold. You know what I mean?
What you going to do?
So, I don't know, but I can say I had a similar story happen, but it wasn't Bigfoot. It was just a big N-word. I was at this rinky-dink club in the hood. Had to take a piss, and I must have looked up. This dude is looking over in the thing at me pee. Like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh, my God, should I scream for help? Like, I was so lost. So, I mean, I'd probably just do the same thing I did there, just kind of stand and look in shock. I mean, what could you do?
Not your boy. Look, if I'm in the tent and it's popping and Bigfoot look in, I'm gonna hand him the camera. Here you go, Bigfoot. Make sure you get my best shot, baby. And I'm gonna post it on YouTube.
Oh my. Okay.
What you gonna say, cameraman, Bigfoot?
I'm gonna say, Bigfoot, get in, baby. Get in.
Okay, y'all something else tonight.
Oh, man. My piece, I know we haven't talked to y'all in a minute. But real quick, before we play this music and get it in with my man Classic in a little bit, did y'all get a chance to see the VMAs?
No, I didn't get a chance to look at it.
What the hell is wrong with Miley Cyrus?
Oh, I've seen that, though.
What is wrong with her?
Well, maybe she's just high on life. I don't know. Maybe she wants a big butt.
She got a long way with that. I don't know what her problem is. She talking about she want to be ratchet. I mean, well, you damn sure look like a ratchet.
You're
about the skinniest one. You're about the skinniest a ratchet. And then she was trying to twerk it. I mean, first of all, if you're going to twerk it, you got to have something to twerk.
This is true, because her little butt cheek was out of there.
All she was twerking was shorts. That's it.
Twerking her back.
That's all she was twerking. She was twerking shorts. That's all she was twerking.
Well, my thing is everybody making it seem like twerking is something new. People been twerking for a very long time. I mean, like, that ain't
all they did was just gave it a new name and start trending.
Yeah, I want to know what happened to the percolator. Okay, forget twerking.
Hey, look, that's what I'm saying. What happened to the percolator? What happened to the butterfly? I mean, what happened?
I'm just saying. I mean, anybody can bend over and shake their little butt cheeks, but everybody can't pop the percolator. Okay,
sorry. But you gotta have butt cheeks to twerk. I mean, to shake. I mean, when she was all up on Robin Thicke, I'm pretty sure he was like, damn, can we get some ass injections or something in here, some implants? Somebody help her out.
Well, I think she might have an obsession with big booties, because you had, like, the black girl up there that had the real big booty and, like, had her face all in her butt, so maybe she just admired big booties. I don't know.
Hey, that's probably what happened with her. I don't know, man. These cats from Disney is losing their damn mind. She just lost her mind. Lindsay Lohan had lost her mind. Justin Bieber had lost his damn mind.
Well, I think the fame is probably starting to take a hold on them. They so young. You know what I'm saying? Like, they start off young, and then the transitioning part.
That's real.
Nah, it's in the contract, man. It's in the Disney contract that they gotta call the ruckus to keep Disney on everybody's mind.
Does that drive everybody crazy?
Yeah, it's a contract.
So right under the signature is the lose your damn mind clause, huh?
For the next 5 years, you're gonna be wholesome and understanding, and the world's gonna love you. But right when your contract, the last year of your contract, you gotta start acting crazy. So we can renew the contract.
Did you check out the Lose Your Damn Mind clause? Okay, that's all we wanted to know. Did you read that?
And make sure
okay.
you clear on that part.
Now remember, your 6 years, you have to start doing stupid stuff to make the world love you even more and wonder what the hell is wrong with you.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, it's like a double-edged sword. I mean, they'll put you out there and make you people love you, but then once you want to be yourself, That's it.
But I definitely want to talk a little bit more about that and some of the VMAs and just some crazy stuff that's been going on. Beyonce and Khloe Kardashian, Lamar Odom. Oh my goodness, don't even get me started. But we'll talk about that in a little bit when we come back. D Slade, No Reason, Ray Cole in the building. Getting ready to kick off some of this music for you guys when we come back. Hopefully, man, classic. Indie R&B artist classic gonna be in the building with us. We got some Full 30 Mob, we got some Cadmi. Let's get it.
Yep.
I'm at an instinct you did, but I guess that it's time to reconsider thinking this. I reckon you're heading to heaven, bringing it back to the number 7. When I drop, kick your ass like this was a game of check, and I'm a weapon. Aggression shown with little to no discretion. Repossession by the demon, it makes me question my well-being. I believe in Jesus, but repentance can't be the reason. You're still breathing, tears are sleeping for forgiveness. Just too bad that I'm not so cold, and I don't forget that easily. Right, that sad look off your face, you know you want to be with me. Coming to compose it to these evil deeds. I don't give fucks about thinking the stuff that'll make these people see. Equally, we're under God, but legally, I plunder. Jobs become your boss and jump your ass with a buck, with a buck, and somersault. In the doorway, you hung your cross. Murderous foreplay, wonder bro. Heard of the sports, they probably naughty ass and drop. Scary truth, I laugh out loud. I'm scared of dude, I have him now, nowhere to move.
Hold him,
about today's modern society. You gotta get used to musical variety. It's piracy, what's all these rappers try to be? Only one Ice Cube, only one Tupac, only one Nisham, only one Snoop Dogg, only one Ghost Unknown, and that's all the new frauds. Only one true God, watching above, don't stop on the dump. I'm stopping the hate, pop pop and slugs, dropped in the grave and top of the mud. I'm off in a haze and I brought that blood.
Hold 'em, motherfucker. Hold 'em, motherfucker. Hold 'em, motherfucker. You don't wanna. think you cool. You hot too. I'm just saying, I gotta get to know you a little bit better before we can take it to that next level. You know what I'm saying? Tell me who you are, where you plan to go. No secrets I must know, everything about you. Tell me who you are, can I truly have your heart? Will you respect me like fine art? I need to know.
Know how we do it, India. Saturday, D Slade, No Reason, Ray Cole in the building, getting it in. That was my girl Casmi with Tell Me. Before that, 403 Mob, Want to Be a Victim. Playing all the hottest indie artist music on India of Saturday is what we do best. Getting it in for the Finians tonight, no doubt. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to introduce our first guest for tonight. Classic is taking on the music industry by force with his throwback old-school R&B style and flow in his music. Born and raised in Dallas, in which I hope he's not a Texans fan. But let me get back to it. Classic is dedicated to his music and is constantly on the grind, creating music for his fans. His latest projects include singles for his new mixtape that will be released in October. Entertainers such as Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, Al Green, and his father's heartfelt music is what helps keep Classic inspired to make music and appreciative of this form of self-expressive art. Classic remarkable talent and vastly growing success of his mixtapes has opened many doors of opportunity for him. He has worked with Fat Pimp, Superstar, Bam, Young Nation, Red, Trail E, and Prince Rick, and also has the opportunity to open for artists like Slim from 112, Bobby Valentino, Webby, and Lil Kiki. Currently, Classic is working on his third mixtape, which will definitely be hitting the radio waves earlier in October this year. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Indie Up Saturday welcome to the one and only Mr. Classic.
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up, man? What's good? It's your boy Classic
what's
coming
good?
Live from
what's
Dallas,
good?
Texas.
Hello.
Yeah, man. Killing.
Fresh from Dallas. That's how you get it in, huh?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, man. Most definitely. How y'all doing out there, man? Y'all doing all right?
We're good. Now, you're not no Texas fan, are you Classic?
Nah, man, that's in Houston, man. I'm from Dallas, man. I'm a Cowboys fan.
I would say that's even worse, but you a special guest on our show, man, so I'm not going to say that to you tonight.
I'll do it like that, man. I'll do it like that.
Don't insult again.
First and foremost, bro, I want to definitely thank you for joining us on the show tonight, man. It's definitely an honor and pleasure.
Hey, thank y'all, man, for having me, man.
We definitely appreciate you taking the time out to kick it with us tonight. My first question for you, bro, I want to get it in with you. You know, the newest mixtape, the latest music project, man, that you're working on is coming out. Tell us a little bit about that, bro, and the inspiration that went into it.
Oh man, actually, man, it's my next mixtape, which will be dropping sometime it'll be like towards the end of October, early November. I haven't got a specific date for it yet, but basically, man, it's me and my brother, my blood brother. You know, like I said, of course, I sing. I'm an R&B artist. My brother, he's a rapper. He's more established than I am, but he, like I said, he even made his way through the industry. You know, he can work with artists such as Lil Webby, Twisted Black, Juicy McCain, Zero, all those artists, man. So I figured, hey, let's get something together. So, we're going to do a big on this one, man. Like I said, it's my blood brother. It's going to be called My Brother's Keeper. So y'all be on the lookout for that, man.
That's what's up. Now, tonight, bro, we dropping your single, Insomnia, man. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, Insomnia, man. Insomnia was basically, man, like I said, me personally, man, I'm an artist that speaks from the heart. And, I like to speak, about, what I done been through or what I'm actually going through at the time.
That's real.
I mean, situations that pertain, like I said, what I'm going through or whatnot. So, basically, it was just a point in my life, man, that, basically the song said it all. My girl, she had left at the time, and she was with somebody else, and it was just a whole thing, man. So I just in that emotion in that moment, man, I just I wrote it, and I got a good feedback, man. So yeah, I checked that out, man.
No doubt. We definitely gonna give everybody a world premiere of that tonight, on the show tonight. Definitely. I got my peeps in the building. Ray Cole, you have any questions for Classic?
Yes, I got two actually. Are you and your girl still together, or did she, y'all just dissolve that whole situation?
We went on and parted our way.
Okay, well, at least you got a song.
Yeah,
a song about the situation.
I read it.
That's real.
Okay, I got another question for you here.
Yes,
seeing that you're an up-and-coming artist, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Hopefully in the industry, like I said, the way that I'm going, like I said, most definitely, in the industry or whatnot. So, Classic, that's how I came up with the name Classic. Basically, I want to make music that you can listen to 10 to 20 years from now and still love it like you just heard it. Some music, you can put in on a, family gathering, holidays, and, bring the family together, I'm saying? So, I'm out here. For the moment, I'm here forever. That's how I feel, what I'm saying? So, that's the type of music that, I try to make.
Okay. And that's what's up.
That's real.
That's the only type
that's
of music
real.
To make. Yes.
Really?
No doubt. No reason, bro. You got any questions for Classic?
I'm just liking the song, man. You know, I really got no questions. I just want the world, you know, I want everybody else to hear it. You know, it's like, I think they're going to really like what's going down with you, fam.
Already, man. I appreciate that, man.
Now, Classic, let me ask you, bro. When you look at the music industry right now, man, and especially the R&B industry, and you know, a lot of the new music, you know, some people are feeling, a lot of new artists, a lot of people are not really feeling too much. So it's like, you know, lately, a lot of times lately, you know, you're always hearing, you know, people talk about, you know, I don't like to listen to the radio. You know, I don't listen to the radio today. You know, I can't, you know, I don't like some of the new music they're playing on the radio. I'm not really feeling it too much. I just listen to some of the old stuff. So when you hear stuff like that, you hear people wondering, questioning whether or not real R&B is dead. You know, whether or not real R&B will ever come back. When you hear things like that, as a new artist coming into this industry, you know, what do you think about that? How do you feel about that? And as a new artist, how do you help change the minds of some of these individuals who think that real R&B is dead, bro?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, man, the game is so saturated with, you know, lyrics and words. I mean, you know, I don't really, you know, down a lot of people. You know, I support them, I support their grind. You know, they helped us for some reason. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I guess people trying to step out of the box and trying to do new things, which is cool. You know, I'm trying to, you know, like I said, keep that old R&B. You know, like I said, I hear that all the time, man. I hear that. You know, all the time, you know, they're not feeling the new artists because, you know, they just it's just really not, you know, the old R&B. But like I said, that's what I'm trying to bring out. I'm trying to bring back that feeling. I'm trying to give people, you know, like I said, the feeling like how I used to be. You know, you can play R&B right now, that old school, and, I mean, you know, it's not one artist really back in the day that, you know, didn't really jam, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to bring back, man, that old school, you know, R&B.
That's real. That's real. Well, bro, right now what I want to do, because I definitely got a couple more questions for you when we come back. Right now I want to world premiere your single Insomnia for everybody. Go ahead and introduce your song for everybody, bro.
All right. It's your boy Classic. Hey, it's my new single Insomnia. Y'all check it out. Let's go.
Let's get it. Classic Insomnia. We got more of a Classic when we come back. DL Radio Network. Let's go.
Until it's cause I love you.
I love you.
But you don't want me.
But you don't want me.
So girl, fuck you.
Girl, fuck you.
I'm supposed to be sleep.
I'm supposed to be sleep.
But sometimes I'm supposed to be sleep.
No doubt, any up Saturday, D Slate, No Reason, Ray Cole in the building, the DIY World premiere of classic single Insomnia, getting it in like that. Bro, I got to say this. Classic, we got my boy Classic in the building. I got to say this. I think that what I like so much about it is that you gotta, you know, it's got that R&B flavor, it's got that R&B feel, but you also got that, you got a splash of hood flavor in it, and that's what I like about it. Now,
I'm thinking
that this is that kind of jam that a man and this woman is just they chilling on the patio with the song going, just chilling with a glass of red Kool-Aid. Eating some fried bologna sandwich, chilling. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, man. Like I said, I feel you. That, I mean, you know, like I said, hey, man, when it come down to it, man, I try to stay in my own lane. You feel what I'm saying? So,
that's real.
You know.
Let me ask you this now. As a new artist, man, and looking at some of the things. You know, that you've accomplished in your career, man, and that at the level that you are right now, and looking at where you are now and where you were when you first started. When you look at some of the new artists, you know, a lot of cats coming up that's trying to make it in music, man, and, you know, trying to make their dreams come true in this music industry. You know, for those new artists that's coming out right now, you personally, man, what advice do you give for some of the new artists trying to get in this business?
Man, just stay true to yourself, man, for one, you know, stay humble, you know what I'm saying, because this game ain't promised to you, you know what I'm saying, and for the most important thing, be yourself, because if you can't be yourself, then it ain't for you, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, you know, I try to be myself, you know, hate it or love it, you know what I'm saying, it's me, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, I just say stay humble, don't give up, you know what I'm saying. Keep grinding, work hard, because it's going to come. If you got talent, it's going to come. You know, talent
That's
don't
real.
Go on nothing. You know what I'm saying? So just stay humble.
That's real.
You know, keep buying first. You know what I'm saying? It's, and you do those things, you'll be all right.
That's it. Now, you know, looking at everything you've been through in your career, man, can you give us a moment, you know, just, you know, a moment in your music career? Just a really positive moment, man, a great moment in your career that you would never forget. That was a shining moment for you.
Basically, man, I say I guess my biggest moment, man, was when I opened up for Bobby Valentino, man. You know, I just got so much love, man, and respect. You know, and 112, you know, Slim, and he showed me so much love, and he, you know, he talked to me, you know, he told me to keep going, you know, this is, you know, he went through the same thing I'm going through, you know, this is the reaction that he got, and, you know, he told me, he said, I got star appeal. That was his key, that was his actual words that came out of his mouth. He said, man, you got star appeal, keep doing what you're doing, you know, you're going to make it. Like, I remember, you know, me getting out on the stage, and all this reaction that you're getting, that's the same reaction that I got. I just kept going. You know, and then, you know, just the love, man, that I get, you know what I'm saying, when you know, it's just, man, it was a great feeling, man. And for a star to come to me, you know what I'm saying, that's been through it all, and, you know, tell me that, man, that meant a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that was definitely some great advice, man, especially for some seasoned individuals in this business, man. I think that, you know, one of the most important things to think about, you know, especially as a new artist, man, being in this business, the one of the main things you really want to strive for is longevity. You know, there's a lot of artists, man, who say, you know, I've been in this business for 30 years, I've been in this business for 40 years, and be able to say that and still performing not only in the United States, man, but performing overseas and doing different shows like that, man, and people still showing you love, and you still selling tickets and selling out stadiums and different things like that. I think that that's one of the things of being in the music business, man, that makes it so rewarding, is to know that you can be in the business that long.
Most definitely.
You know, so, I mean, I think that and that's definitely some great advice that them brothers definitely gave you. Now, if anybody, you know, would like to catch up with you online, man, in your websites or social network, where can they find you at?
Hey, man, it's basically Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Real Classic. Put a slash, Real Classic, I'm there. Also, go check out my website, realclassic.com. You know, everything that you want to know about Classic is on that website. And I don't have people, like, you know, doing it for me. I'm live. So, you know, you tweet me, you know, I'm going to see it and I'm going to tweet back. You know what I'm saying? It's not nobody controlling my Twitter or Facebook. I'm live. I get everything that people send me.
Okay.
That's real. I like that. No reason, bro. You have any closing comments for Classic?
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep bringing the Classic stuff back. I like that name. That's what I call my little son, too.
Really, man. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Most definitely.
Ray, you got any closing comments for Classic?
Yeah. You sound very humble. You sound grounded. You sound like you know what you want and where you're headed. I don't have nothing but best wishes, good luck. Remember me when you get on the top. Rayco. Rayco, R-A-Y-E-C-O-A-S-S.
Oh, man.
Yes, please remember me. If you ever need somebody to sing a hook and you swing it through the Midwest, look the girl up. But also, I did want to say something about your song. Like that, like you said, that could be like a real hood classic because it has that thug love appeal. So, I mean, keep pushing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem.
And I just want to say, bro, that you know, on behalf of myself, you know, Ray Cole, No Reason, and the network, man, it's definitely an honor to have you on, man. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. As far as we're concerned, man, you're no longer a guest. You know, you're a family member on this network, man, and we're going to continue to keep supporting you, you know, and your music, man, and everything that you're doing, bro, and definitely telling everybody about you. And I just want to say, too, that when you decide to make that new single, Red Kool-Aid, think about your boy D. Slate, man. Look, I'm there with you.
I'm there with you, bro.
That's real.
It's an honor, man, to be on this show, man. Like I said, y'all, just like y'all accept me as family, I accept y'all as family for here on out.
That's all the
insides y'all want to know, man. Like I said, I most definitely keep in touch with y'all. Kyle, me personally,
no
I got you, man.
No doubt. And when you keep dropping that music, man, definitely tell your peeps to definitely keep sending us your music, man, so we can keep it in rotation.
Most definitely, I will.
No doubt, bro.
Keep doing
what you're doing, man. I'm gonna go ahead and apologize to you about you liking them Cowboys, because I know it ain't gonna be no good season this year. But you know what I'm saying? You a fan.
All right.
That's all that matters. You a fan, that's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to say, definitely thank you for joining us tonight, man. We're going to definitely keep your music in rotation and keep getting it in with you. And I definitely can't wait to get you back on the show, man. You have a blessed night, man, and keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, same with y'all, man. Thank y'all, man.
Have a good night.
All right, y'all too.
DL Radio Network, D Slate, No Reason. Ray Cole in the building. That's my man, Classic, straight up out of Dallas, cowboy lover, I might have to talk to him about that one. But you know, yeah, the joint, you know what I'm saying? That was his single, Insomnia. It had that hood flavor to it, you know. All I could think about was holding my girl eating a fried bologna sandwich while I was listening to it. I mean, that's all
fried
I'm saying,
bologna.
Though. And my thing is, y'all got to realize fried bologna is sexy. Don't think it's not, okay? When you put some holes in it, it's sexy. Fried bologna is sexy when you put some holes in it. Y'all better realize that, man.
I'm a classy chick. You better give me a fish stick sandwich at least. An egg and hot sauce sandwich.
She just took it back with the egg and hot sauce. Y'all understand, boy. And then when you don't even have none of that, you better get you a slice of bread and sprinkle some of that sugar on it. Man, don't even let me go there with y'all.
Sugar bread, Lord, that might
be. Hey, real talk. But we got some more hits, guys, when we come back. I want to get it in with my peeps about some things we were talking about earlier, man. This stuff going down with Lamar Odom, Khloe Kardashian. Oh, my goodness. It's all type of craziness going on in the media. But when we come back, we'll discuss that and more other and other things. And later on, we'll be getting it in with indie hip-hop artist Sean Lyric, going to be joining us tonight as well. So don't go nowhere. I got some Echo. I got some Dan D. It's going down right here on the DL Radio Network. Indie Up Saturday. Let's go.
The secret of discipline is motivation. When a man is motivated, discipline will take care of itself.
Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough.
I spit the pain that hurts, pay my respects to the game at church. God bless me, gave me a heart and a brain that works. Mom thought I couldn't be tamed at first, so she sent me away to my pop's house, and I came back worse. One of my uncles said, be smart, stay in the rap game. Don't be stupid and kill a nigga over a crap game. Well, that was good advice. Only thing that fucked me up is he the type to smack a sucker. If he short a couple bucks, I'm on a higher lane in life. You thinking of finer things than ice. Running behind you, snatching rocks like homie, it's time to pay the price. Give me that. Let's get dark, pressure on and fade the light. See, I already let him know, but let's remind him, hey, the twice. Confusion and pain, don't know what to lose or to gain. It's like I'm walking in these streets with no shoes in the rain. But who's in the blame? Nobody but the rules of the game. That's how life is. They wish they had a style like his. Cause even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you can never learn enough. I'm on a beat like, helping you move your feet right. Keep tight, stay focused, I ain't that weak type. I speak like my lyrics is well respected, and I've been well respected. Even the girls accept it, coming from a younger male perspective. Trash, lower the bass, watch how I grab the track and throw it in place. I don't mean to brag and say I know what it takes. It takes a hot hook, fuck if you wanted a top cross. The way I spit that fire, man, I never get my spot took. It's a must, I pressure them. And plus, Ace told me the difference from us and them. It's us, I stay showing the hood in me. White tee all around it. Fresh fitted to go with it, homie, that be my grinding gear. You ain't gotta care, prick, get the fuck out of here. Keep all of your comments, I'm only concerned with dollars here. I usually ease off stress sitting in cloudy air. Now I put a beat on and bless it with all my payments here.
Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. So try to stay focused as these days go by. Some of us under pressure and we all know why. No need to hold it in, if it hurts, let it go. Real, recognize real, you ain't gotta let them know. Girl, take a few steps back.
Of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number 1 on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The Auto Radio Network, D Slate, No Raisin, Ray Cole in the building playing the hits of my man Dan D, Girl I Wanna. You already know how we do it, getting it in for the fit-ins tonight. I want to know reason, Ray, did you guys hear about what happened with Lamar Odom, being on drugs and crack and, you know, the cheating rumors and everything that's been going on with him and Khloé?
Yeah, vaguely.
I don't know. I just, you know, I know there was, like, rumors, you know, that, you know, he messed around with a couple of women and, you know, because I didn't even know my man had a drug problem, and that tells you how, you know, some cats keep their stuff really, really on the low. But, I mean, they talking like crack, too. I mean, out of all drugs. You know
what
I mean?
That's not funny,
I mean, it's like you a millionaire and you're using... I mean, you know, normally them cats is using, like, high-powered cocaine and some type of really crazy drug, but it's like he went straight to the streets and said, I'm just going to mess with the crack. You know what I'm saying? It's like he was just like, I'm just going to mess with the crack. And it's like, men are saying that, you know, there's rumors that Khloé's, you know, probably, you know, took him back and she's trying to help him get his life back in order. And I'm wondering if she just figured, you know, the drugs is one of the reasons, is the reasons why he was probably, you know, cheating on her and stuff like that. I don't know. It's crazy, man. I mean, I'm trying to understand, you know, what a lot of these celebrities, it's like, it almost seems like 70% of them all, you know, have, like, drug issues. And I'm like, I mean, is being in the entertainment business that much pressure on you? I mean, I don't know, Ray, what you think?
Well, starting off, I want to say it's difficult to love somebody that's on crack. I mean, I had somebody that was very close to me that was addicted to it. So, I mean, it's very hard to love somebody with that type of addiction. But, I mean, that just shows that she has some type of good, either she's a good person or she just want to keep the money there. You get what I'm saying? Hopefully it's the first one, you know. But in all seriousness, it shows that she's probably a good person because she's trying to help him out, because that ain't nothing to play around with. I mean, maybe it is the precious, but a crack, I mean, out of all the stuff, like, I thought people had stopped smoking crack back in the 90s, like, for real. Like, I mean, like, the people that do smoke crack now, they like old crackheads. So I wonder, was this like a old habit that just kind of now shot back up or something? I don't know.
So, I mean, I don't know. Was he thinking that crack is dead, let's bring it back? I mean,
meaning like he was already addicted to it before he met her. Maybe he was clean. And then, you know, like, something set them off. And, you know, a lot of times when people are, like you said, are stressed or going through stuff, they go back to whatever crutch it was they had before. So maybe he relapsed and started back smoking crack. So, I mean, I don't know, because I don't know too many people, young people, that's like, you know, young crackheads. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's something from the 90s. Like, I just don't know too many people that's, like, just now starting to smoke crack. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I'm thinking maybe it was an old habit.
Probably was. Reason, what you think, bro?
Hey, I agree with Nick. I agree with Cole, yo. It's got to be an old habit that just kicked me back up, you know. He probably was dipping and dabbing back in the day, nothing serious. But, you know, when you start having all these problems, you're going to go to what you do best, you know what I mean? What takes all that pain away from you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like maybe he watched too many New Jack City movies. I don't know.
Okay.
And he wanted to get track. He wanted to get crack trending again. I don't know.
No.
I mean, I really do hope that he gets it together. And I really do hope that, because I was surprised, man. I didn't know that he was getting it in like that. But I really do hope he gets it together and everything works out. I like Khloé. I really do. And I really do hope everything works out for her. I really do. I really do hope that, you know, and pray
she
that
she
can get her family together and everything works out for her.
Yeah.
And then I see an article of Sister Kim talking about she want to pose in Playboy.
Well, I mean,
I would say, oh my God, that's a shocker. But I mean, it's really not. I mean, America done already seen a butt naked. I mean, so it's like,
well, might as well get paid for it.
let's take it to a whole new level now. You know what I'm saying? Let's get professional with it. You know, so
yeah.
I mean, I could just see it. You know, Kim Kardashian posing Playboy, it's on the stands, and Kat's like, man, I ain't already seen the naked. I ain't buying that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they ain't
so it's
seen
like,
her naked with Kanye West naked. You get what I'm saying? That was Ray J naked. So this is a whole new set of nakedness.
Well, it's a different type of naked then, huh?
This is a different type of naked. That was naked with Ray J. Like, this is the Kanye booty. Like, they want to see why Kanye wanted.
It's after the baby, yo. They want to see the body after the baby. That's what it is. You know?
You know,
it's like, wait a minute. So you mean Cat's going to be like, oh, wait a minute. She in Playboy? Oh, snap. That's that after booty. That's that after pregnant butt nakedness right there. Oh, I got to check that out.
So you see them stretch marks on the stomach?
That's where Photoshop gonna come in at.
Yeah.
That's gonna be interesting. Wow.
Well,
well, and also, man, have you guys checked out their mom's talk show, Kris Jenner's talk show?
No.
She's got a talk show now, and I've seen she's had a few, you know, celebrities and stuff on there. You know, Kanye was on there, of course, and
of course he was.
Right, you know, mostly a lot of people that she knows and stuff like that. And I don't know, I heard that the ratings weren't doing too good. I'm not really sure, but I don't know, man. I just, you know, their mom, she's a money magnet beast. You know, she's trying to get it in wherever she can fit it in. So it's like,
I can't respect you. Can't do that. I respect that.
Right. She's just trying to get her grind in. I mean, she's been grinding, you know, since Kim Kardashian's sex tape. So, you know, she's getting in, you know what I'm saying? So, I heard, for those that don't know, our boy, my man with the longest finger in America, Arsenio Hall, is coming back to Late
Yay!
Night. Yay! Late Night. You know, the I'm pretty sure Arsenio Hall, I can't wait. I want to see, you know, how he's going to touch, you know, the whole late night deal again. Is he gonna come back and get back on top like he was before when he did his thing? So it's gonna be interesting to see how he's gonna do it this time.
Can we do the ooh, the roof or whatever he used to do?
Yeah. Or be like, hey, or start doing that and be like, and be like Barnell Hill or Mark Lawrence. Hey man, look here. Didn't I tell you we gotta stop getting dogs and cats and all this? Can we get some real people or what? Oh man, but yeah, I really want to see how he's gonna do it. I really want to see if he's gonna get back on top, you know, with the whole you know, late night talk show deal. So it's gonna be interesting.
Oh,
I can't wait to see how he's gonna do it.
I think it's an avenue for him because there's not many black late night, you know, TV show. I mean, there's not any, to my knowledge. I mean, like, it's like kind of like the Conan O'Briens and the David Lettermans. Like, there's nobody like that that's African-American. I think he could take that and run with it, like, for real, for real.
I think he can, too, especially, you know, I mean, Oprah not in the market no more. You know what I mean? I think he can definitely do it. So I can't wait to see what he's going to do with it. I heard that Eddie Murphy got a new song out.
No.
Now I haven't heard it. I mean, I want to listen to it because I mean, of course, the last single he made was Party All the Time. So, you know, I mean, it's gonna be interesting. Well, the last successful single he had was Party All the Time. So, It's gonna be interesting. I heard about it, and I think he's got somebody featured on there too. I almost want to say it's like 2 Chainz or something like that. I can't remember who it was.
Oh Lord!
But I'm gonna have to check. I gotta check it out because I mean it's Eddie, man. So I gotta check
they
out.
Just gotta hear.
I gotta see what it sounds like. You know, I mean, you know, Eddie. You know, he get it in. So it's gonna be interesting to see what it sounds like and how has he adapted to the whole new music era, you know, so it's going to be real interesting.
It's not that he's a bad
that,
singer. He just Eddie Murphy, funny man, so it's hard for me to just take him serious, yeah.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Like, I mean, like when Jamie Foxx first came out and he dropped his first album, people was like,
oh, I was Wanda.
People were like, well, you talking about Wanda, the comedian from In Living Color? He got an album. So it was hard for people to take it seriously. But when you heard it, you was like, damn, this brother can sing.
Yeah, he can sing. But I just kept hearing seeing
like,
Wanda with that wig.
Yeah,
Wanda with
like,
that wig. Yeah. And I'm a rock your world. That's all I kept seeing.
You know, LeBron James had went on vacation, you know, recently. And he was vacationing in Saint Tropez, and I guess his mom went, and with her she took her new rapper boyfriend.
Oh.
and her rapper boyfriend's name is The Real Lambo.
Like Lamborghini? I mean,
I don't know. It was, yeah.
Well.
I don't know what that's all about. I mean, she got a rapper boyfriend. His name is The Real Lambo. And then it's like I said, with the article I saw, then they show LeBron on the beach chilling, walking, and of course they take a closer picture of his feet. And I gotta say this, the way his feet, his toes look, somebody, because he's got a contract with Nike, right? Somebody at Nike need their ass whooped, because LeBron toes shouldn't be looking like that. That's all I'm saying.
They ain't supposed to give him no pedicure.
Somebody at Nike needs their ass whooped because his toes, it's like his feet look, they look like broken Legos. I mean,
Ooh. You
know, his feet, it's almost like his little toe is like in the middle of his foot. I mean,
oh,
how
no.
does that happen?
No.
I don't know. It looks weird. It looks weird.
Oh.
It looks really weird.
If you want to see some messed up feet, Google Oprah's feet. Ooh.
It's like his little toe came off and somebody glued it on wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not where it's supposed to go.
You ain't even right, man. You ain't even right.
Well, maybe his feet get stepped on a lot. He is running up and down the court and bumping into people.
Hey,
so we'll just show us into the game.
Hey, what? Whoever stepped on his feet need they ass whoop. I swear they do.
They need to be sued. Like, you need to get this man's feet
fixed. hey, he need to call the lawyer up for real. Like, man, look at these toes, man. Let's sue this dude for real.
I'm about to Google them. Hold on, I got to see these for myself.
Oh, I swear. It looked real crazy, too. DR Radio Network, D Slave, No Reason, Ray Cole, we in the building. Got some more hits for you guys when we come back. Hopefully we'll be getting it in with my man, indie hip-hop artist Sean Lyric. Hopefully he'll be in the building with us. And we'll get it in with him. We got some Envy. We got some Lonnie B. Real. Oh, it's going down like that right here on the DL Radio Network.
Ooh.
Let's go.
I see him. Oh!
For me, but what's already established means she's not the keys.
Oh no,
if only you can feel just how I'm feeling.
Oh no,
I didn't know she had a man and children, and I'm not the type of dude that'll come break up a happy home. Yeah, should I leave her alone? Her man is playing poker and she wants me to come over. As I leave, he's walking through the door. Got it in the state with
do, cause my heart's attached. She ain't good for me, kinda like a heart attack. I'm tired of creeping, keeping it a secret. Especially when we talk and freaking frequent. I wanna trust her, but I ain't able. If she cheat with me, then how can she be faithful? She don't get attention, that's what she tells. This remind me of a story told by R. Kelly. She just wanna keep it on the low. And me being played out what I'm around for. If I let it go, this could be a problem. Too many risks, and I can't resolve them. I'm after love, and she's after love. Can I say, Shawty's dangerous?
Shawty's dangerous. I don't know what to do. Even though she got her own guy, it looks like I just seem to get away from you. I can't get away. That's why I gotta say, Shawty's dangerous. Hey, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, it seems like I'm just losing direction. Or maybe I'm just lost in my own imperfections. I got to put those everyone that used me as a reference. Cause every day in my life learn a valuable lesson. Everything I'm not made me everything I am. Everything I'm missing, turn my family into critics. I just wanted them to listen. I noticed that they didn't, so I'm getting that they really wasn't feeling my decisions. I only wanted them to be happy that I did it. But it feels like I'm happier when I just keep my distance. Through the grapevine, they whispering, I'm trying to be myself. They see me as somebody different, but hold up, I'm comfortable with my own skin. I still suffer from scars from my old friend. Her old friend, I consider my own kin. But now that he's gone, he's blowing in his own wind.
I thought I was done, but I overcome all the chains that had me down. Said I had no chance, like your only plan was to try to keep me down.
Some dark clouds blocking as I'm looking through the peephole. It said I needed more attention from the people. So they called the kids evaporating from my cheekbones. Cause right now, they don't need to hear me lie. They need to feel my pain. They need to hear my cry. And when my soul leaves this earth, they gon' feel me die. Cause I wasn't born for you niggas to ask me why. Hey yo, I've been through a lot of shit. I lost and I gained. And everything I gained, I lost in the vein. Bring my head against the wall. Damn near lost my brain. Having kids at an early age, I felt so ashamed. But this my flowing blood that's running through their veins. So I'm bleeding on these records in case they gotta sustain. I'm able without pain. I'm sure to make change, for I swear it on my name. Yeah, that's me telling the truth, fam. Don't matter if I'm in or out the booth, man. Don't matter if you in without your truth, and I stopped worrying when I got rid of all my loose ends. Carry on with my plans. Yeah, Lord, I thank you in advance. If I make it to the morning sun just to do this again. So I'ma mark this down. It's the when I got friends that turn the page just to go and read the end. All I got is memories of all the places that we've been. Reminiscing all the good, so all I ever do is print it. I'ma hold it down with everything left in me, with every breath for me, until I feel my chest empty. As I walk on this journey alone, it feels like we all together when I think about home. So I'm still there.
Random thoughts. Hashtag random thoughts.
last heard from.
Smiling high, made her say a joke or two. Asked if she's thirsty, she said as long as it's drinking. Sure is that you're drinking up the need for the thank you. Hold through my timeline, I did it up. Thanks to you.
Barino, the brother of Fantasia Barino, with his new single, Followers, getting it in like that for the fit-ins. Before that, you heard my man Trail Mac, Still Here, Lonnie B. Real featuring Kelly Rowland with Favor. I wish Kelly would do me a favor. Look here, we in the building, though. You know how we do, playing all the music, just the hits, all your favorite indie artist hits, hashtag Red Kool-Aid. That's how we do it. Now, right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for us to introduce our guest for tonight. Our other guest for tonight, Sean Lyric, is an up-and-coming artist who was born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, but moved to Danbury, Connecticut at the age of 9. In April 2012, Sean Lyric released his first single, You Can See How I Live, landing a spot on iTunes. His mixtape, The Takeoff, hosted by DJ Holiday, shortly followed. His music is versatile, offering a variety of style. It fluctuates from fast and upbeat to smooth and mellow. His music is relatable and can be enjoyed by any type of crowd. Sean Lyric says, I'm the what you see is what you get type of artist. I speak from the heart and really do so to connect to the real fans that are backing me. He is constantly grinding, releasing music for his fans whose opinions to him matters. Sean Lyric has been thriving ever since he hit the scene and is open for artists such as Travis Porter, Jules Santana, Sia the Prince, and many, many others. Still on the grind, creating some incredible music in which we will be bumping tonight on Indie Up Saturday. What You Know About It, that's the single. D-Hour World Premiere, we're bumping tonight on the D-Hour Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Indie Up Saturday welcome to my man, Sean Lyric.
Thanks for having me, fellas, man. I appreciate it. I love you, man.
Wow. Sean, what's good with you, bro?
Nothing much, man. I'm just kicking it right now. Chilling, watching the game, and seeing as CeCe sent me over the request for the radio, the interview, I was like, almost definitely, so I'm just here right now. Seeing
that's
good
real.
Chill,
that's
man.
Real.
How's everybody doing?
We chilling, baby.
Oh,
we chilling,
wonderful.
Man. Shout out to my girl CeCe, too, man. That's my girl right there. She be getting it in with me. And I definitely want to say, man, it's an honor. I've heard the music, man. I'm loving your music. And definitely big ups to you, man, for joining us and hanging out with us tonight. What got you started in hip hop, bro? Let the fans know what got you started in hip hop.
Well, it's really a unique story. It's kind of different because I never grew up, you know, dreaming of being a hip hop artist or, you know, being a type of person to pursue a career in music at all. I mean, I've always done it. You know, I've played instruments since I was five, and I've always been into music, singing in the church choirs and et cetera, et cetera. But I've always, honestly, believe it or not, I've always wanted to be a sports journalist. But that dream, I'm a sports fanatic. I do all that stuff. I went to school, did 4 years, but I couldn't finish college because I couldn't pay the money anymore, so I turned to music. And 3.5 years later, here I am.
Well, I want to say this, Sean. I got to say this, Sean. This is a true test of a sports fanatic, man. Who's your favorite football team?
Giants.
You said a Giants?
Yeah, New York Giants.
For sure. I'm gonna give you props with that because the Giants, man, they went to the Super Bowl twice, man, and played some heavy hitters like the Patriots, man, and took them down twice, man. So I like Eli Manning, man. Eli Manning's a champ in my book. And the Giants are definitely a really good team, and I really do respect the Giants. So big ups to you. That's a test of a true sports fanatic. If you would have said somebody like the Cowboys or something like that, I don't know, Sean. It'd have been suspect. I'm telling you. You know, but
I'm a real fanatic.
I can definitely respect that, no doubt.
Definitely, man. I definitely ride with all my teams, man. No matter if they suck. I'm a Mets fan, so you know I ain't no bandwagoner.
No, that's real. That's real. No doubt. Now, the new music project, man, the music you're working on, man, tell us about that, man, the inspiration that went into it.
The first single that we prepared to put out, What You Know About It, I recorded that record about a couple months ago. I actually just did that record, like, literally. I was just driving down the city. I was back home in Connecticut. I'm currently in Brooklyn, but I went back home to see my parents, and I was driving down through the city. And it just gave me, like, a vibe that I need, like, it just things just start popping out of my head when I do music. Things start popping in my head out of nowhere. Like, I'll wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning with ideas, and I just start jotting. So I was just driving one night, and, you know, an idea came to my head, like a mellow beat, but it still bumps at the same time, with somewhat of a catchy hook and still be spitting real lyrics. So I just started, like, kind of freestyling to myself. And every time I say it, like, I'll always freestyle to myself. And most of the time, it's just you just throwing out lines. But 3-4 of them, you know, each 10 or 12 would be really good lines. So then I just jot them down on my iPhone, and I save it. So there was no real, like, I sat down, okay, I'm going to make a hit record today. And I never really say, I'm going to sit down and make a hit record today, because every time I go into the studio, I always intend on making the best record possible.
Right.
So it just came to me, really, and it just felt like a good vibe. And when I played it for, like, the people on my team, and I played it for CC, they was just like, yo, that record is crazy. We got to push that. So we was like, let's go.
Well, I agree with him, man. I definitely can't wait for everybody to hear it. Before I pass the questions on, because, you know, I got a couple more, before I pass it to my peeps, man, Sean, I got to say this. First and foremost, man, I want to say big ups and big shout-out to the people of Haiti, man. They are some of the most incredible and resilient people I've ever seen in my life, man. Big shout-out to the people of Haiti, man. I give much respect to Haiti, man, much respect.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. Means a
lot. Much respect. I want to pass it to my man, No Reason. Bro, you have any questions for Sean Lyric?
Yeah, quick question. You know, with the you know, world, how everything is changing now with music and all of the good stuff and other artists, you know, if another artist wanted to get on the track with you, you know, just to show the flavor, what can they do to get with you?
Do a track with me, like, I will never, you know, think I'm too good to do a feature with anybody because, you know, I'm still in the same spot as everybody else, no matter how much progress I'm making. So, I mean, I just don't want to be the type to do a song that I don't feel, you know, I don't feel, I'm just doing it just for the heck of it. I don't ever want to do that because to me, like, everything I write is meaningful. And, you know, it takes me some effort to put into making verses. So I want to do track that I feel like that give me a good feeling that I'm very positive about. I don't do any kind of records. I will not do songs about popping bottles and things like that. So it's got to be positive for me. And I'll definitely give it a look.
Right, right. That's a good look right there.
No doubt. Ray Cole, you have any questions for Sean Lyric?
Yes, I do. How you doing, Mr. Lyric?
It's
good. It's going pretty all right. It's good to hear that you have some integrity about your music, because some people, no comment. But I have a quick question here. What are some of the artists that are currently in the game that you would like to work with? Like, if you could pick out a handful of them, who would they be?
What the first thing you said, I definitely have to take integrity in my music because I do have a Christian faith, so I don't want to just put out, I've always said I won't put out product that my parents would be embarrassed to listen to, so that's definitely something I keep in the back of my head all the time. And artists that I want to work with, I'm a huge fan of the Drake, J. Cole. I think Kanye West is so dope because of the fact that he doesn't even need to, he could just sit in the studio and give you ideas of kind of a record that you're working on, and it could take it to the next level. And I'm a huge fan of Ryan Leslie, man. I actually have a producer who reminds me exactly like this guy. My producer works, his work ethic is similar to his musical, like all the instruments that he plays. So, I mean, Ryan Leslie is definitely at the top of that list of artists I would want to work with.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yes, man. No doubt. Now, definitely, Sean, before I get to the last couple of questions I want to get with you, bro, I want to definitely go ahead and debut your new single, What You Know About It, bro. Go ahead and introduce it for everybody.
All right, yo. What up, man? It's the Kid Sean Lyric, Nexus Nation in the building, and this is my new single, What You Know About It. Holla.
Indie Up Saturday. Let's go. DIY World Premiere.
Yeah. Okay. Lyric.
Tell me what you know about it. 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 The money, I'm about it. The cars, I'm about it. The clothes, I'm about it. I'm about it. I'm in the air. I'm in the air. Tell me what you know about it. Riding through my city, thinking about a milli. I'm feeling like Diddy, cause I got it. See, I'm finna get it turned up. Every show I murder. And that's word up, cause I got it. Yes, I got it, love. Tell me what they hating for. I'm just trying to get this cake and more. I'm grinding like I never ate before. This God's war, y'all can never make me fall. It's Next Nation. That's who I'm riding with. We getting money. A lot of it. Tell me what you know about 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 it. The money, I'm about it. The cars, I'm about it. The clothes, I'm about it. I'm about it. I'm in the air. I'm in the air. I'm in the air. Tell me what you know about it. 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 Tell me what you know about it.
Yeah, I got it, cause I'm about it. Tell me what you know about it. I'm Haitian, I'm rowdy. I rep CT and so proudly. I shine even when it's cloudy. When I'm on the scene, it gets crowded. And I can give a damn what the haters say, as long as my business is around me.
Coming for the top spot till I drop, I will not stop. Something like warm liquor. Can't you tell I'm a hot shot? I'm in the air. I'm in the air. Tell me what you know about it.
No doubt, Diablo Radio Network, NDF Saturday, Diablo World Premiere, Sean Lyric, what you know about, tell me what you know about that, like we do right here on NDF Saturday, baby. Got my man Sean Lyric in the building, and hot joint, man. I love the single, man. We definitely want to keep that in rotation, man, and definitely keep pushing that hot single, bro. Definitely, I appreciate you for creating such great music, man. Absolutely.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you even taking the time to listen to it, man. It means a lot.
No doubt. No doubt. Now, bro, let me ask you this. Man, when you look at music, especially hip-hop, man, these days, man, and hip-hop is being scrutinized so much these days. I mean, even with, like, a hip-hop fan like myself, man, I know, you know, cats that's deeper into it than I am, but it's like a lot of cats is really not, you know, even some of the celebrity artists I've spoken to, man, have some hang-ups about some of the new hip-hop, man, and the new music that they hear on the radio and some of the new artists that are out there, man, and a lot of people are questioning whether or not hip-hop is dead. So with that being said, you know, as a new artist coming into this genre, you know, what do you think about that? And as, you know, yourself, man, creating your music and putting your music out there, how does Sean Lyric help try to change the minds of those hip-hop fans who presumably believe that hip-hop is dead?
Well, myself, I'm a real hip-hop head, and, you know, I get very critical sometimes just listening to the radio. Like, what you hear, it almost doesn't even sound hip-hop anymore because, you know, now, like, it's not even about lyrics anymore. You know, you could just have a hot beat and a hot hook and you're number one on the charts. So, you know, hip-hop back in the day, it was all about what you can actually say and how people were going to have to think twice about some line you said because it's so, you know, the metaphors were so crazy. But it's all like, I don't think it's dead per se. I just think, like, it's distorted, really. Like, all the real, like, there's a lot of cats who can rap, but that's not what radio wants to hear because radio wants to hear what the new generation wants, they play what the new generation wants to hear. And the new generation, they're not really trying to think about lines and all that. They just want to party, get drunk, get high, et cetera, et cetera. Not all of them, but, you know, majority of the crowds nowadays.
Right.
But as far as my music, man, like, I don't even, like, think about switching up my style or my music to fit into a certain category. I'm just trying to bring my two cents to the game. And I think I offer a lot. You know, the fact that I do speak from the heart, I wrote a song called Life, and it was like real life story song. I was talking about how my cousin got killed. I was talking about growing up, not having a lot, you know, in a family, big family, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters. I talked about getting kicked out of college because I couldn't pay $15,000 to finish the semester for me to graduate. I talk about, real life things. Yeah, so
I like that.
To me, I feel like the game misses that because I feel like there's a lot of artists who go through the same thing, but they don't want to make songs about it because it's not what's selling, you know. And you know, I'm just trying to do me, man. And I just feel like people will embrace it because, like, whether if you think it's whack or not, if it's coming from the heart and it's real, you're always gonna respect it. Then that's all I really.
You
need.
Know what?
I don't need you to. Yeah,
and you know what, Sean? I respect that, bro, because that's how I feel about hip hop. I mean, because don't get it twisted, you know, all those topics that you spoke on, see, now that's something that I want to hear. Because the thing about it is that, you know, you have a lot of cats, you know, rapping about what they drinking and what they smoking and who they sleeping with, and the bottom line is that don't interest me. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're the type of individual who don't really drink or smoke, who don't really get down like that with women and out there with every woman that they see. But even with that being said, even some individuals who probably do get down like that, the bottom line is that's not interesting. You know, if you know, like you hear a lot of cats say, well, you know, I rap about the hood and I rap about, you know, the street and where I'm from. If you're the type of individual that's from that particular area, that's from an area like that and grew up in the streets and grew up in the hood, then the thing about it is, how is that music going to interest you? Because you're like, I've been there before. I lived there. That don't interest me. So Tell me something exactly. I don't know. Tell me
yeah.
something that I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, the whole point of music is to motivate. So, you know,
exactly.
why tell me a little something that I'm living every day that I'm trying to get out of
exactly.
myself?
Exactly, and that's real, and that's what it's all about, and that's the type of music that we used to listen to, you know, back in the 80s and 90s and different things like that, and that's why that era of hip-hop was so successful. And then when you think about it now, there's no positive hip-hop now, man. There's really no positive hip-hop.
There really isn't, and, you know, I hope to bring that to the game as well, you know, where we couldn't talk about the good and coming from good neighborhoods or doing good in school and not being corny for that. And that could be cool too. Like, it doesn't have to be gangsters and drug dealers and crack addicts that are the ones
that's
having,
real.
You know. Yeah, so it's just things that I just try to distort the bad and bring the good to the game. And I feel like, and with, especially in this day and age now, this world is so messed up, man. We could definitely use some positivity in this game.
Now, let me ask you this, bro. You know, thinking about where you are now and, you know, in your career, man, and the things that you've done, you think about some of the new artists coming up that want to strive in music, that want to make their musical dreams come true. For those new artists beginning and coming into this business, you yourself, what advice do you give them to the new artists?
I always have the same answer for that question, man. It all starts with your team. It all starts with your team, whether it's 2 or 3, that's where it starts. If them dudes is not really with you, because, you know, they got to have the right intention. Somebody could be around you, but they don't really, you know, they're in it for their best interest. They don't really care about you as a brand. They're trying to do their side thing. Hey, they're just trying to take that advantage of riding with you. And I've learned that the hard way on multiple occasions. So that's, to me, that's first and foremost. You got to trust the people who's around you. You got to know that they really got your back. You got to know that y'all really doing this together and that they're not just branching here until something better comes along and then they split up. So that's number one to me. Your team, whoever's around you, you got to trust them or else it's going to be a hard ride before you learn the hard way.
That's it. No doubt. No doubt, bro. Yeah. Any shout-outs, man, you want to shout out there real quick?
I only shout out my team, Nexus Nation, and they know who they are. I don't really do the individuals, just my team and everybody who supports me. Shout out to y'all.
That's real. That's real. Now, bro, if anybody want to catch up with you online, any social networkings or website, where they be able to find you at?
Well, my website is SeanLyricOfficial.com. You know, I got all my music, my videos up there, all that stuff. If you want to hit me up personally, you holler at me on Twitter, Sean_Lyric. I write everybody back. So it's not like I'm acting fancy or brand new on people. You know, you holler at me, whether you want, you know, whatever you need to know to find my music, you need to advice, you want to get at me about anything, I holler back at you, Sean_Lyric, and that's pretty much it.
That's it, bro. No doubt. No reason. Any closing comments for Sean Lyric?
Yeah, Sean, I'm loving the music, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. Trust me, the world gonna really love it when, you know, once you really get up out here. And I really see what you really can do. Just keep growing.
All right, thanks, bro. I appreciate it, man. It means a lot.
No doubt. Ray, any comments or closing comments for Sean Lyric?
I just want to second what No Reason said. I mean, the sky is the limit. I mean, you sound like you know what you want. Like you said, your team is important, and I agree with you. Like, it's all about the people that's backing you and that has your back. And just keep doing you. That's all you can do. And I hope that you get out there because it sounds like you may be one of the pieces that the music scene needs. I mean, something positive, something uplifting versus, you know, bees and hoes and all that type of stuff. It gets kind of old, you know?
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No
doubt.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And Sean, bro, I just want to say, man, on behalf of myself, Ray and Reason, man, and the network, man, we thank you so much, and it was an honor to have you on the show with us tonight, and as far as we're concerned, you're no longer a guest, man. You're a family member of this network now, man. We're going to keep on supporting you and everything that you're doing and keep telling everybody about your music, man, and telling everybody to listen and just keep bumping it, man, and, you know, and every time you push out some new music, man, keep sending it our way so we can definitely get in a rotation. I think your music is hot. I think you have some very important things to say, some some intelligent things to say, man. I definitely can't wait to see what you have in store for the music business. I'm looking forward to possibly maybe seeing you in sports entertainment as well, man. So keep pushing and keep doing what you're doing. And, bro, we're gonna keep on supporting Sean Lyric on the DIY Radio Network. Absolutely.
I appreciate you for even, you know, taking the time out to even listen, man. It means a lot. That's all I want. As long as somebody listens to me, I feel like I win. That's thank you. Appreciate that, bro.
No doubt, bro. You keep pushing that great music, man. Have a blessed night, man. Keep doing your thing, and we're gonna definitely keep supporting you.
All right, you too, bro.
Yeah, tell them what you know about it.
That's right. That's it.
Most definitely.
All right, bro. Have a blessed night.
All right, take care, guys.
Good night.
The Hour Radio Network getting it in. India Saturday. That's my man Sean Lyric getting it in with us. We got some more hits. A couple more hits for you when we come back. We're going to get it in. We're going to close it out with you guys on this lovely Saturday night. If you out hiking right now and, you know, you camping and you in your tent with your significant other and a Bigfoot show up, just hand them the camera and say, "Get my good side, Bigfoot. Get my good side." You know what I'm saying? Don't get scared. Bigfoot want to know what's going on too. So, you know, don't get scared. Don't get
Bigfoot,
scared, you know.
Bigfoot need love.
Bigfoot need love too. Y'all got to understand that.
Please remember me when I wake up. gorgeous. Oh, brass, you feel me? They ain't settling with cute, sexy, you know, they something else. They elegant.
Yeah. D Slate here to tell you about a fantastic baby boy. Jaden Christopher is a 5-month-old baby boy born with symptoms associated with Vactero syndrome. At this time, Jaden needs your help due to the many surgeries he has had to endure, and there are many more to come. To read and learn more about Jaden's story, you can go to his website, jadenrocks.com. That's jadenrocks.com. jadenrocks.com. It tells you about the fundraiser that is being held for Jaden, as well as how you can donate to his cause. Every little bit is greatly appreciated. Jaden, you rock. From the D-Hour Radio Network.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know you're probably just a little bit nervous.
You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
DL Radio Network in the building. D Slate, No Reason, Ray Cole getting it in for the fit-ins. You already know how we do it, playing all your favorite any artist hits on NDL Saturday. Jay Marie in the morning. You know we do it like that. I want to say, too, big shout-out and big ups to indie R&B artist Classic and indie hip-hop artist Sean Lyric for joining us on the show tonight. Thank you guys so much. It was truly a pleasure having you guys on the show with us, and definitely make sure you guys check them out. You know, Classic.com and RealClassic.com. Check them out on Facebook and Twitter, The Real Classic. Also, check out my man SeanLyricOfficial.com. Check out the music. Make sure you guys, hit them up, talk to them. They said that they definitely go live with their fans themselves, and they will contact you back. So definitely make sure you guys hit them up and just keep supporting them and everything that they're doing. Definitely No Reason, bro. Any closing comments for the night?
Well, I want to thank everybody that came on the show, everybody that's listening. You know, we're going to keep trying to do the best that we can to give you all this good hip-hop music, this R&B, the gospel, whatever they give us. We're going to play it for y'all and make sure y'all enjoy it just like we enjoy giving it to you.
No doubt, no doubt. Ray. Any closing comments for tonight?
Yes. First, I'd like to say I found them toes. LeBron on Google.
You found the broken Lego.
Wee. Oh my God, like somebody glued his pinky toe, like you said, on top of his other toe in the skate.
Y'all need to stop talking about that man's toes.
Ain't nobody hating. It ain't hating when it's true. America,
hey,
take care of your feet. Don't let your feet go out like that.
Hey, those are $1 million toes, baby. Remember that. Those are $1 million toes.
You're right. We need to take some of them and get
$1 million toes. I'll take the $1.95 toes, brother.
I'm trying to tell you now, the 50 cent feet, where they at? Because goodness gracious. You could have been anywhere in the world, people, but you're here with us listening, chilling, tuning in, all that type of stuff. Thank you so much, and have a good night.
No doubt, no doubt. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for joining us. Keep tuning in to the D-Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on with us. You never know how we're going to be getting it in. Definitely make sure you guys keep tuning in. Thank you to all the fans for hanging out with us tonight. Big ups to Classic and Sean Lyric for joining us. Big shout out to my girl CeCe. And I definitely want to say thank you for chilling with us tonight. If you're chilling with your significant other and Bigfoot just got through filming, y'all, and you just want to get your chill on, get you a red glass of Kool-Aid. Get you a glass of red Kool-Aid. Get your sexy bologna sandwich and just chill out and enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. D Slate, No Reason, Ray Cole. We'll see you guys next time, India Saturday. We'll holla. Holla back. See ya.
Peace.
One love. One love, everyone.
Okay, now tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.